الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي الأعلى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، لا شريك له في الآخرة والأولى، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله النبي المصطفى. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اتق الله حق تقاته. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear, the consciousness of Allah. For indeed, it is through the taqwa of Allah that all happiness is attained. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our happiness, our success, our honor, and the rectification of our affairs, they all lie in following the Qur'an al-Kareem. For the Qur'an, it is a light that shows us the pathway. It is knowledge that opens our minds to understanding. So what is more beautiful? What is more beautiful than spending a few moments contemplating the verses of the Qur'an, spending a few moments in the shade of the words of our most honorable Lord? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a single verse in the Qur'an, one verse of the Qur'an, that contains all the commandment to all forms of good, that contains the commandment to all forms of beautiful character and akhlaq, that gathers within this ayah the command to all forms of goodness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah is the words of Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنَ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala, He commands to justice and goodness and beauty and giving to close relations. And He forbids the fahsha, He forbids all forms of wickedness and disobedience and munkar. وَيَعِذُكُمْ وَيَنْهَى عَنَ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي and rebellion. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, He warns you that you may remember. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, about this verse that we have mentioned from Surah An-Nahl, Ibn Mas'ud, the noble Sahabi, he said about it, this ayah contains or gathers within it all of the good and the prohibition of all evil. And the great Tabi Hassan al-Basri, he said about this ayah has not left any goodness except it has commanded to it, and it has not left any evil except it has prohibited it. And Qatada also, he said about this ayah, every good khuluq, every good character that one can act in accordance to is not found except Allah has commanded it in this ayah. And every evil action that is there, it is not except that Allah has prohibited it in this ayah. So let us spend a few moments in the shade of this beautiful ayah to contemplate the words of our Lord Most High. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمَرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنَ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. The ulama, they say about this ayah that it gathers, it is one of the most eloquent statements of our Lord Most High. Let us contemplate each word. Allah Ta'ala, He says, indeed Allah commands to adl. Adl, justice. And justice, first and foremost, it entails giving the rights of Allah Ta'ala. First and foremost, we must be just with Allah Ta'ala. And how do we be just with Allah? By giving Him every due right. And the greatest right of Allah Ta'ala is to worship Him alone, and to not make shirk with Him, or to have partners with Him. And justice with Allah Ta'ala means to enjoin and command His Sharia, to abide by His Sharia, to command the laws of Allah Ta'ala in a way that is moderate, in a way that is neither extreme or exaggerating, nor in a way that is negligent, without ifrat and not tafreet, following the balanced way of following the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, adl, justice, after being just with our Lord Most High by giving Him His rights of worshipping Him alone, we are just with one another. We have adl, we have justice in the way we deal with the khalq, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that we deal with one another according to the principle of equality, according to the principle of fairness, and that one does not incline or swerve away from what is fair due to his own likes and dislikes, due to some fear or hope, due to some feelings of anger or hawa. One does not incline away from fairness when dealing with one's fellow Muslims due to one's own feelings. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this justice that we must have with one another should not be affected by love and hate. It should not be affected by relations or seeking to bring one's relatives closer or to a higher position. This love or this justice should not be affected by the richness or poverty of another Muslim, nor his strength or his weakness. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَىٰ. Allah Most High, He says, do not let the wrongdoing of others cause you to be unjust. Do not let even the wrongdoing of others lead us to be unjust or swerve away from the justice, from the truth. But be just. That is closest to taqwa. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He has mentioned the noble status of those who establish justice in the earth with themselves, their families, the rulers of all people. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, إِنَّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَنَابِرٍ مِّن نُورٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, those who are just with Allah, they will be on pulpits of light on the Day of Judgment. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, أَلَّذِينَ يَعْدِلُونَ فِي حُكْمِهِمْ. Those who are just and upright in their hukum, in their decree, in their authority. وَأَهْلِيهِمْ وَمَا وَلُّوا. Those who are just in their authority, the rulers who are just, and those who are just to all those who are under their authority, and those who are just to their families, upright, just. They will be on pulpits of light on the Day of Judgment. Respected, honored gathering of Muslims, Allah Ta'ala, after commanding justice, يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. And He commands to ihsan. And ihsan is difficult to translate. What it means is goodness, beauty, kindness. Allah Ta'ala, He commands to justice as He commands to ihsan, to kindness, to justice, to beauty. And how does one practice ihsan? First and foremost with his Lord. Having ihsan with Allah Ta'ala means that we love Him. We worship Him out of love, out of desire for His reward. We have ihsan with Allah when we do extra acts of worship that are not commanded by Allah, that are not commanded as a fard in our religion, but we do extra acts of worship. This is ihsan with Allah Ta'ala. This means having hope in Allah, having fear, having longing for Allah Ta'ala. This is ihsan with our Lord Most High. And then also from ihsan is that a person in his life, in his relations with others, he surrounds himself with dealing with others with kindness and goodness and justice. Ihsan with others means that when someone does good to us, we do better to him. Ihsan with others means when someone wrongs us, we turn to him in forgiveness. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Allah Ta'ala, He says, repel with that which is better. Ihsan, as some of the ulama mentioned, to the creation, it means seeking good nafa for all creation, wishing to benefit all people in creation. This is ihsan. Ihsan, it means having every form of good character, every form of good akhlaq that was taught to us by our beloved messenger. This is ihsan. It encompasses every way of doing good. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, how we practice ihsan is that we must forgive others who wronged us. Yushfi ihsan, it cures the hatred that grows in our hearts for others. It cures the anger that we have towards one another, as Allah has commanded, repel evil with what is better. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, ihsan means having mercy for all of Allah's creation. Rahmatun li khalqillahi ta'ala. And from the meanings of ihsan, or from the commandments of ihsan, Allah says in the Quran, wa ahsinu inna Allah yuhib al muhsinin. Do good, do beauty, do kindness. Allah, He loves those who are muhsinin, who do goodness. And ihsan, it even means dealing with creation, with animals, with justice and kindness. The Prophet ﷺ, he says in a hadith gathered by Imam Nawawi as one of the 40 most important hadiths in this religion, he said, indeed Allah has written goodness, ihsan, in all things, even in slaughtering the animal. He said, if you slaughter the animal, then slaughter it in a good way and sharpen the knife so that you relieve the stress of the animal. Subhanallah, ihsan, the Prophet ﷺ taught us, even in dealing with an animal, غير عقل, that we should deal with it with ihsan, with kindness, with goodness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. And from the aspects of ihsan, or kindness and beauty and goodness, is joining the ties of kinship, the ties of brotherhood, the ties of our family, giving to others, joining together the relations when they have been cut off, when they have been broken. This is part of ihsan. But Allah Ta'ala, He mentioned it in the ayah itself, وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. He makes it a clear nas in order to emphasize the importance of keeping the family relations. Keeping relations between husband and wife, father and son, brother and sister, uncle, however distant, however close. Part of ihsan and part of ita'i dhul-qurba is that the husband, he deals with his wife in kindness. The wife deals with her husband in kindness. The ruler, he deals with the ones under his authority with kindness. Just as in justice, that the ruler must be just and not oppressed. Likewise, the husband in the household should be just and upright, and he should deal with kindness. The wife should be just and upright, and the children, they should be just and upright with their parents. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the commandments of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him join the ties of kinship. Let him join the ties of the womb. from his family. And the words of the Prophet ﷺ, as is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, whoever loves that Allah grant him expansion in his rizq and give him elongation in his life, let him join together the ties of kinship. Beloved, respected brothers in Islam, and this ayah continues, وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنَ الْفَحْشَى. And Allah, He prohibits fahsha. Fahsha is every action that the sound-natured person reprehends. Every action, every deed, every speech that a person of sound nature would find reprehensible, would find disgusting or harsh or illegitimate or wrong. Anything that a pure-natured person, he dislikes. From the things that the deen has prohibited, this is fahsha. Fahsha, it extends from, first and foremost, shirk with Allah. Making shirk or attributing partners with Allah or worshipping others besides Allah or calling on others besides Allah, this is fahsha. And fahsha, it extends to the creation of Allah, which means, first and foremost, killing without right. Taking life without right, committing zina is from the fahsha, stealing is from the things that are fahsha, reprehensible to the sound nature. Doing those things that every pure-natured person, every upright law prohibits. And we know that all of these fahsha, they bring evil and they bring harmful consequences in this world. And from the advice and from the wasaya of this beautiful ayah is that Allah prohibits the munkar. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Munkar, what it refers to is everything prohibited by Allah Ta'ala. This is called munkar. Everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited, this is a form of munkar. And this ayah, it includes in its warning those things that Allah and His Messenger have prohibited. And the third thing prohibited in this ayah is baghi. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. And baghi, it refers to rebellion, rebelliousness. And it refers to usurping the right of another in any form, whatever shape, and whatever form that takes. If it means taking authority over the life of another, taking his life wrongfully, or usurping one's wealth, another's wealth, or usurping his honor, or establishing one's authority over those he has no right over, taking away their rights, this is referred to baghi. This is called baghi. His blood, his wealth, and his honor, as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Kullu Muslim ana Muslim haram, damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu." Every Muslim is sanctified to his brother Muslim. His blood, his wealth, his honor is sanctified to his fellow Muslim. The hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He warns us about fahsha'i wal munkar, and He says these are the footsteps of the shaytan when He says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan, wa man yattabi' khutuwat ash-shaytan, fa'innahu ya'murukum bil fahsha'i wal munkar." O you who believe, do not follow the footsteps of the shaytan. For whoever follows the footsteps of the shaytan, he only commands you to fahsha, things that are against the sound nature, and munkar, things that Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger have prohibited. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Sharia of Islam, the Sharia of this deen, is eager to prohibit all forms of evil. The nature of the Sharia that it prohibits all wrongdoing, all oppression, all forms of evil. And from the greatest forms of evil is spilling innocent blood. Spilling innocent blood, taking the life of another without due right. Killing innocent life and spilling of blood and destroying the sanctity of fellow Muslims. So the Muslimin, they should beware of the plots of the shaitan. They should beware of violating the sanctity of the blood and wealth and honor of the fellow Muslim. And whoever does that, whoever wrongfully does that, he should beware that Allah is bil mirsad. Allah, He is watching, He is overlooking His creation. He sees and He is aware of all wrong that is being done, all evil that is being done to the creation, by the creation to one another. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there is no sin that is more likely that the punishment will come in this world before the next, before coming in the next, except that which is taking the life of another wrongfully. Huwal baghi, rebellion against the rights of others, the punishment will come in this world before the next, and cutting off the ties of kinship. This is a hadith narrated by Imam Hakim, who said it was sahih. There is no sin where the result of that sin will not come sooner in this world. It will come more likely in this world before the next. There are no sin that will do that more than baghi, rebelling against the rights of others, and cutting off the ties of kinship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah, this beautiful ayah, it is a methodology, it is a minhaj, it is a system and a way of life. It provides us with a path, it provides us with principles and noble goals that guide our life through it. If we walk under the shade and in the light of this beautiful ayah, it will be our guide in this world. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says, indeed, inna Allaha, indeed Allah commands for justice. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, and kindness, wa ita'i dhil qurba, in giving to the next of kin, wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar, and he prohibits all evil deeds and rebellion. Wal baghi ya'idhukum, he warns you in order that you may remember. And remember also from the great commandments of this religion, beloved brothers in Islam, is to send peace and blessings on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. وارضي اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وأثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن الآل. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم أجمع كلمة المسلمين عن الحق والدين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا واقيموا الصلاه.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Still wa tadidu alhamdulillah. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. Still wa tadidu. Allahu akbar. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.